saw our boss walk by. Usually gets in around work around this time every morning. And just gave like the head shake of disapproval. I think we're going to get in trouble from our box of shame from earlier.
Why? Why do you say that?
Well, it was the coronavirus vaccination. At least Chaps thought it would be, which was dumb. He poured Corona all over me. Squeezed limes.
Fun. You got
you
Corona
it.
Shower. You got to shake it up. And
well, the reason why is I just saw the maintenance people from my building outside where we were at. They were hosing it down, and they were doing like a leaf blower to dry it out.
Aren't you so invigorated, though?
I am, but
like
now
that?
I feel like we're going to be in a meeting after the show about, hey, next time you guys do a stupid box of shame stunt, make sure it's not by the entrance. We almost sprayed somebody with beer as they were walking out, so fun stuff.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. The video will be up online at joemckenzie.com. If you want that link to your phone right now, just text JAM, that's J-A-M, to 52140. So my wife, Lindsay, got an awesome gift for Valentine's Day. I hooked her up with some Red Vines. I know you're like, ugh, who likes Red Vines? Everybody likes Twizzlers, but that's her taste. So I got her some of those, and I got to be honest, guys, I had one or two. She let me, and now I'm craving licorice.
Ooh.
And I know she's got like a giant family-sized bag, but she won't tell me where they're at because in the past I've eaten some of her candy, and she's upset about it. So I have searched high and low in our house. And I cannot find them. And I'm wondering, maybe you sharing yours could help me out. 833-563-2539. Where is your secret hiding spot? Whether it's like food or candy. Maybe this is where you hide the money. Or like you hide something from your kid that you don't want them to have or to know about.
I feel like, didn't you have a secret stash or you found a secret stash? Didn't you find chocolate or peanut butter or something you were so excited about before? What was her past secret stash?
I yeah, it was.
Do you remember where you found all that stuff?
I don't, because then I'd go back there and look. I checked every cabinet in our kitchen. I did that yesterday. And now she's telling me that she's like, I move it daily. So it's not in one spot.
It's in her car. Do you ever check her car or her trunk? I mean, that would be extreme to hide Twizzlers in your trunk, but girlfriend,
wait,
I get
you,
it.
Do you think people do that? You think people hide stuff from their significant other inside their car?
I mean, who goes through, or like her, what drawers don't you go through? Like her sock drawers?
No, like I usually fold up my wife's panties and I'll put those away for her, and I'd put away her bras and her underwear. Like we pretty much, when I do help out, we take care of each other's stuff.
It's somewhere you never go.
I'm trying to think. I'm a lazy guy, but I go everywhere. Like, I go into the basement. I help out with laundry. I go into the pantry. Like, I'm trying to... I'm pretty sure it's nowhere where the food would be, right?
Well,
like, that's way
just,
too obvious.
You know, go to the store and get your own?
No. That costs money. Now, is there anything that you have, like, this is where you'll hide something, Mackenzie,
yes,
in your place?
Okay, so my little girl is really into finding her presents before Christmas or before her birthday. So I have a secret stash. It's one of those round, it's like a decorative hat box.
Okay.
And I have three of them stacked. They're more decorative, but I have like hair stuff in there. And so the middle one is pretty big, and that's where I hide. She's in school, so she's not listing all of her presents. I mean, if they're not huge presents, but yeah, I will hide everything in there. And I got away with a lot during the holiday season. She had no idea. She never would look in there.
Santa's like, thank you, Mackenzie. You've been a very good helper.
But the top one has my stuff in it and the bottom one, so it's right in the middle.
833-563-2539. Could you help me out? Because maybe one of your hiding spots might be somewhere I could think and check out. That'd be a great idea. And also, let us know, like, what are you hiding? It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
My wife, Lindsay, by the time she hears this, it'll be too late. She'll hear the podcast at work, and I can try to take your advice about where she might be hiding the red vines in her house. Because, Mackenzie, I swear, I've looked everywhere, places where it makes no sense to put it.
You really want these bad, huh?
We have like a staircase leading up, and you ever have like that wooden piece that can sometimes pop off the top like it's loose? I'm like, aha, great spot to hide stuff. Not in there.
Now it's a game for you. You just want to fight. And like you could just, you know, I don't know, stop at Target on your way home and get some for yourself, but no.
Nope. That's way too easy.
Not so much fun.
Now let's talk to Mallory. First of all, Mallory, where do you think my wife's hiding the red vines? Any
idea? Your wife seems like she's a very tricky person. I'm going to say maybe somewhere in the kitchen.
Okay. Are you writing these down, Joe?
How does Mallory know my wife so well? Okay.
Well, I have a 6-year-old daughter that, you know, I can hide anything and everything possible, and that little stinker will find it.
Right? That's what I was saying, my hat
box
trick.
It's like, dude! Well, I mean, I can hide money, change, and they easily figure out where it is.
So do you have, like, a secret thing that you try to do then? Like, what is it again?
I have got one thing that my boyfriend got me last year for Valentine's Day, and I've hit it in a very good spot multiple times, but every time I turn my back, she turned out and goes, hey, Mommy, I found this.
What do you say it is?
I just say it's a remote for TV.
She's like, I like TV. Let's do it.
That is hilarious.
And then one time in front of my boyfriend, when he had gotten up next to him, I'm like, give me that.
Mallory, you are the absolute best.
I have a friend who has a sexy time candle that she got off of Amazon, and her daughter found it too. It was like, Mommy, I want one of these.
Mom, I want a candle too.
Kinsey on Radio Now.
Whoops, that didn't work. Let's try it again so it sounds funny.
It's Joe and McKinsey on Radio Now.
Didn't Chops have a candle too? Like, I thought you had a sexy time candle back in the day.
Yeah, I got it for my ex for Valentine's Day last year.
Wait, hold on. Do you still have the candle?
Yeah.
Have you used that candle with your new partner?
No, I didn't even use it. I just liked it because it was heart-shaped and smelled like strawberries.
Oh, I think these are different kinds of candles.
No, they were supposed to be used for wax dripping.
Oh, yep, it's the same.
Let me tell you right now, those are not from Bed Bath & Beyond.